This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You should call and let me have it. I love all you... All right, I'm going to be nice, even though I don't want to. No, I'm not going to be nice. I love all you cowards that wait till the show's over to send me nasty emails, make comments on Facebook. Listen, you got something to fight? You got something to say? You know you're right, then have the guts, okay, not to walk up and spit in my face or, you know, some of these people are throwing eggs and all that other stuff. Have the guts to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call in and let me know how you feel. I would love to know how you feel. Really. Oh, there is so much going on in the news. But first, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you want to be noticed, get a notification by email. No, text message. I get them confused. All this technology makes me crazy. But if you want to be notified by text message, you can text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And you know what? I send them out, I think, every other night. I don't send them out every night because I don't want to make, first of all, I don't want to make me crazy. I got to make sure everything's spelled right, the picture looks good, and all that other fun stuff. So I don't send them out every night, and I don't like getting them every night either. So we just send them out every couple of days, let you know what's going on, what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be discussing. Speaking of discussing, see, I'm telling you, I don't know if the president's hearing me or not. I know he listens to the show, but I don't know if he's hearing what I'm saying here. The Dems right now are going out of their minds because A.G. Barr says that, you know what? Trump's campaign was spied on by the FBI. And, you know, these papers that are coming out that show that the Dems, you know, to you Democrats out there who are posting all kinds of stupid stuff on Facebook, you know, watch what you ask for. Watch what you push for. Because these documents that you want from Mueller, you want them all released unredacted? You might be surprised. And then you're going to be explaining why it doesn't mean what it says it means. Why certain people that are called out at it, they're looking at some of the Obama officials now based on the Mueller report. Remember, Mueller's only goal was to go after Trump, was to check and see on Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. All the other stuff he basically ignored, except when they were Republicans. Now you've got A.G. Barr looking into it, and he is now going to have an investigation on the investigators. So I'm going to go back to my mantra. Maybe some of you can help me. And here's how it goes. This week, please, release all of the paperwork for the Mueller investigation. Let them have it. Let them beat their brains out over the weekend. Let them try to start a nasty news cycle on Monday or Tuesday. Next week, let's release all the FISA information. Just let it rip. Right? I mean, I want you to envision, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Close your eyes and envision, though, the fighter in the ring. and he's got two or three others in the ring with him, and they are pounding on him every time, right? I mean, seriously, I want you to think about this. And I would just, Friday after Friday after Friday, like a shot in the head, I would keep releasing unredacted, open papers on the FISA report, on Mueller, on Benghazi, on the email server. I mean, you remember the IT debacle that, what was the one that looks like an old English sheepdog? What's her name? A Cocker Spaniel. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that one. I think she uses the same hairdresser, I don't know. But you see what I'm saying? It's just every week, if you release these things every week, these people will be spinning around to the point where they're going to have smoke coming out of their ears. Anyway. Oh, wow, golf and all that. So prominent Democrats lined up to hammer Attorney General Bill Barr for testifying Wednesday that federal authorities had spied. Yes, they did spy. They had spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, with one top House Democrat charging that Barr is not acting in the best interest of the DOJ. I love these guys. They're so smart, aren't they? They, you know what? It's the only place in the world that once they get in there, they figure they know everything about everything. I'm still, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but I'm still amazed at how much these people who've never been down to the southern border know about security down there, know about how safe the border is. Last month, 100,000 illegals rammed the border. How can you, if you have two brain cells to rub together, how can you with a straight face say this is not an issue? How do you do that? And then they talk about catch and release, right? You're going to let them back. 92% of the people caught coming up, through the border, that they're going to let go to come back to for a hearing later on, don't show up. So let's keep doing it because it sounds like a really smart thing to do. And then you Dems are out there going, no, 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 no. We need to feed everybody. And then you AOC lovers, this is great. This is just wonderful. The reason they're coming up here is because we won't take care of global warming. And we're the only ones, the U.S. are the only ones that can fix climate change, apparently. You people in New York, you deserve her. But you know what? You're real jerks for sending her to us. Why didn't you elect her to your local city council or something first? What do you think? Maybe she could have been the next mayor of New York City. That would even be better. You guys could have had her. She could have been all yours. Come and see your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. Yes, I'm wound up. Can you tell? We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is the worst-looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, really seriously, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, texting and tweeting on our behalf. And I know a lot of you are out there helping me spread the message. But if you really want to help, because I'm telling you, you know, I was just talking to Cody about this. Facebook, Google, and the rest of them, they really are clamping down on conservatives. And it's making it really tough for the small guys to get any traction. The big guys, they don't screw with as much because they have big, powerful attorneys. So if you want to help out, pick your show, pick two shows, whatever. Skip a cup of coffee at that place, the very expensive coffee place. You know, I have my little place I like to go to. I think, I don't know what he charges, but a little corner, like, coffee joint. And sometimes I go to Dunkin' Donuts when I want an actual donut. But most of the time I go to my little, you know, little corner place, cheap coffee. I don't even know. Maybe it's not even coffee. It could be brown water for all I know. But I very much enjoy helping little family businesses. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Apparently, the Dems are so upset because Attorney General Barr now says, hey, they were spying on President Trump. The FBI, they were fast at it. Not a problem. You know, and now, of course, it can't be he's telling the truth because, you know, the Dems don't like him. It has to be because he's covering for Trump. You know, these people are so deep into dementia. They are so deep into this garbage that they can't get out of it. He went on to say in the hearing, I think spying did occur, Barr said during an explosive hearing before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. The question is whether it was adequately predicated. Spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It is a big deal. Do you guys know what Nixon, in essence, other than lying, does anybody know what Watergate was all about? Does anybody remember? Do some of you guys have white hair like I do and remember what Watergate was? Right? They broke in essence, to the Democratic National Headquarters to find out, anybody? Right. There you go. See, I knew there were a couple smart guys there. Right? They broke in to find out how they were going to run the next campaign, how they were going to run their campaign against, against pretty much the whole ticket, you know, Nixon and the rest of them. It wasn't like they broke in there to get bank account numbers to siphon money out or give the information to the Russians to get them to attack the Democrats. No, it was all political, totally political. And the big mistake he made was lying about it. He should have just come out and said, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have broke in, but we did. And we were looking for political information because we want to win again, because we think they're going to get dirty on us. That would have gone so much further than what he did. The guy already looked like a crook. He didn't need help. Barr later clarified in the hearing. He says, I'm not saying that that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying that I'm concerned about it, and I'm going to look into it. Now, despite mounting evidence that the FBI pursued an array of efforts to gather intelligence, remember, what was it? I don't know if it was the CIA agent, head of the CIA one time, but one of them, I think it was Brennan, said that, no, we weren't spying on him. We just had somebody checking in on the campaign. I got no words. Despite mounting evidence, the FBI pursued an array of efforts gathering intelligence from within, that would be spies, within, that would be cameras and such, the Trump campaign, and the fact that the FBI successfully pursued warrants to surveil a former Trump aide, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, he told Fox News that Barr's loyalties were compromised. Of course they are. Right? When Holder, the Attorney General Holder, said that he wasn't going to honor FOIA requests anymore. That was okay. Nobody complained about that. Right? It wasn't political at all. When he protected President Obama no matter what, that wasn't political at all. That was okay. Nobody in the left complained about it. He's acting as an employee of the president, Hoyer said. I believe the Attorney General believes that he needs to protect President of the United States. Well, that's part of his job. Not protect him when he does something wrong, but protect him when people are coming at him legally when he hasn't done anything. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi added, don't trust Barr, I trust Mueller. Well, good. I hope you mean that, because you're going to find out that Mueller's report shows nothing. How are you going to deal with that? I mean, seriously, how are you going to deal with that? Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused Barr on Twitter of peddling conspiracy theories. Like the Russian collusion, right? Like, that's not a conspiracy theory now. Nothing. Think about this. 2 years later, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not even a pseudo dark dotted line. Nothing. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, useless Schiff, shifty Schiff, he had another statement that Barr should not casually suggest that those under his purview engaged in spying political campaign. Hey, Adam, he wasn't working for them. They weren't working for him at the time. I'm just making sure you have your times, because you look a little off. I'm thinking maybe your time frame's a little off. I don't know. This type of partisan talking point may please Donald Trump, who rails against a deep state coup, Schiff said, but also strikes another destructive blow to our Democrat institutions and hardworking men and women of DOJ, FBI deserve better. Yes, they do, Mr. Schiff. Why don't you bring that evidence forward that you have, that you say you saw, that you had, that directly connected the president to the Russians? Sweet Jesus, I wish there was some rule about Congress people, about legislators making false statements that they know are false, and then getting like 90 to 120 to, I don't know, 10 years in prison. What do you think? Because that's all political rhetoric. It does nothing but undermine the president. And you did it on purpose. And you knew what you were doing. I can't even call you Mr. Schiff. You don't even deserve that kind of respect. Barr's comments and the ensuing semantic hullabaloo followed a new report that the Justice Department's internal watchdog is scrutinizing the role of the FBI informant who contacted members of the Trump campaign. Now, look, you see, people have forgotten, right, about the IG's report earlier. There hasn't been one report that's come out of the way the FBI handled this, or the DOJ has handled this, that shows them as being clean. Not a one. Joe Mancini, host, just on the Real Side. Be back in just a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Texas and warned about the dangers of illegal immigration. During a discussion in San Antonio, he said people aren't safe.
Nobody has any idea how bad this is, and this has been going on for many years.
He said the first person he spoke to told him,
"We find dead people from Guatemala, Honduras, from El Salvador, from Mexico, all over."
He explained a border wall would save lives. The Trump administration's appealing a San Francisco judge's ruling that blocks the policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico to await their court hearings. The administration says the ruling is unfair because it hinders efforts to secure the southern border. Stocks closed higher, the Dow adding 7 points, the S&P 500 up by 10, and the NASDAQ posted a 55-point gain. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Of course she has legs. Everybody has legs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of the fix. How's that? Right? Because we do. We want to fix. We want things to be right. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of. Thank you for engaging in conversation, whether on Facebook or the website or anywhere else for that matter. And I do appreciate the time. Okay. So let's get on it. I didn't plan on spending the whole hour on this. And I hope I don't. Seriously. So you're talking about the FISA abuses. You're talking about the spying abuses on Trump. That there's so much going on. And the Dems are pushing back on all of them, saying, you know, it's a conspiracy. It's really funny. When Trump called this a witch hunt, they were all over him for disparaging the DOJ, disparaging the AG, right? Remember, they protected Sessions, and this is amazing. So now we have another AG in there, and they don't like it. Right now, they're basically, he's on a witch hunt, according to them. But I want you to think about something here. Let's think this through. So you had Mueller in there as a special counsel, whatever he was called. And they had no problem. I mean, they went back and forth with him a little bit, but for the most part, they had to protect him at any cost. Now you have this FBI investigation that went on. You have Mueller's investigation, right? 19 anti-Trump lawyers were on his team. 19 of them. And no matter how much we complained, we were told, well, it doesn't matter that they gave the Democrats. It doesn't matter that they wrote pieces, emails, and text messages on anti-Trump issues. That doesn't matter. They're lawyers. They're people of integrity. Right? They spent almost $30 million and yielded bupkis. Absolutely nothing. Right? And the basis of the whole investigation was a FISA was a dossier that was instrumental in obtaining a FISA warrant. Now some people say, well, the Republicans paid. Well, the Republicans started it. You're right, but then the Clinton campaign picked it up and ran with it. So the whole thing was a hoax to begin with. The whole thing was a scam from day one, and they knew it, but they didn't want them. They were willing to do whatever it took to get him gone, get him out, not allow him to take office. And all of that was protected by the Democrats. Right? And when Barr said that he really did believe that the Trump campaign was spied on and that it was a big deal because it was a political campaign, he's serious. I mean, think about something. He went on to say, I have an obligation to make sure the government power is not abused. And I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General. And given the mounting evidence that the DOJ and the FBI exonerated the actions of Hillary Clinton, her staff, and others, there's something wrong here. He's actually going to look into that as well. And I was thinking to myself, now he's already been in this position before. He's been in politics for a long time, oh, this kind of politics. What a name you could make for yourself. Can you imagine blowing the lid off of one of the biggest crimes perpetrated on the American people? All the way through Obama's presidency. I think at some point in time, somebody's going to break the news. And we're going to find out that Obama's election, Obama's president, was one of the biggest scams pulled on the American people in centuries. Centuries. Not decades, centuries. Because I think you're going to find a whole bunch of abuse, a whole bunch of stuff going on. Look at, if they stole the election from Hillary, Sanders, and maybe we were watching a little bit more scrutinized this time around, what makes you think they didn't do that with Barack? What makes you think the powers that be didn't kind of steal the election for him and give him the nomination? Right? Remember all the stuff that she came out with? That she accused him of. Remember, the birth certificate thing was not Trump. It was her originally. She's the one that started that with him. She called him out for lying. She called Obama out for not telling the truth and twisting the truth. Remember? Nobody talks about that now, though. But back to the AG, just think of the name he could make for himself if he breaks all of this wide open. If he breaks open the fact that the DOJ did abuse its power, that the FBI did abuse their power, can you imagine? And hopefully nobody gets to him to threaten him between now and then. Because that's truly what I believe has happened to a few people. And I don't know how in God's creation they could have ever let Hillary Clinton get away with that. But that's just me. What do I know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. I still can't figure out the Dem outrage over all of this. If they were smart, they would leave it alone and let it die. Not that it will, but I would be hoping and praying to that God they say they believe in that it would die. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's one that there's no way you can explain this to me. Right? I think this thing through, I can't have it make sense. Apparently the teachers union are, I'm going to get skewered for this one, but I don't care. Teachers union is opposing a sex with students crimes bill. Let that sink in. So for some odd reason, they don't want it to be a crime for teachers to have sex with kids under 18. After a bill for hearing for bill number HB 5817 that would make sex between school employees and students a crime, even after they turned 16, the legal age of consent in Rhode Island, both teachers, 16? Holy sweet Jesus. The legal age of consent in Rhode Island, both teachers' unions made their objections known. Both unions didn't have anyone testify. Of course not. Think, how do you protect that? I don't know. John's looking pretty sexy to me, and he turned 16 on Thursday, so God bless. I've had him in my class all year. Can't wait till Tuesday. I suspect that the union also submitted written testimonies. James Parisi of the United Federation of Teachers, he did testify. In fact, he sat next to one of the opponents And they were offering the differences of opinions while they were sitting there discussing it. Now, as it currently stands, Rhode Island is one of a few states where it's perfectly illegal for teachers, well, coming to California, I'm sure, soon, for teachers and other school employees to have sexual relations with their students once they turn 16. It's literally a dirty little secret. Almost no one seems to be aware of this loophole law. Well, actually, nobody pays attention. No, come on, seriously. Most parents don't know what's going on in their schools. They don't know what's going on in their school kids' classrooms and other places. Right? And just because a kid's 16, are we back to thinking that a 16 can make these informed educations? Informed slash educated decisions. That's what I meant. Really funny. So a 16-year-old can smoke dope. 16-year-old apparently can have sex. 16-year-old, oh, they can't own a rifle. So they want them to be able to vote, have sex with adults. Literally a dirty little secret. Almost no one seems to be aware of this loophole in the law. And it leaves high school students without any protection from those who would sexually abuse them. We're also aware of also a state who, after a year-long investigation by USA Today, received a grade of D for how well they track and share information about teachers who are alleged abusers. That's probably not unique, and I mean unique, to Rhode Island. There's a lot of information I know as a school board member and in the state of California that is not tracked by the state, or if it is, they won't give it out because it's protected information. Or supposedly protected information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more when we come back. Don't go far. I mean, I've got so much that I want to talk to. I'm hoping to get Sonia Schmidt to join us. Maybe. Maybe if I give you all her home phone number, you can call her and tell her she's got to be on. What do you think? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company.
from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I want to be a man just like you. That's an old song. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Want you part of the conversation. Want you part of the solution. Seriously. And I love these. I mean, some of you lock onto this stuff. It's great. But, you know, some of these stories, and especially about Rhode Island now, trying to pass a law that it's okay for teachers to sleep with 16-year-olds. And the reason it's okay for teachers to sleep with 16-year-olds is because, you know, 16-year-olds are legal. I want you to envision something. Some of you who have 16-year-old daughters in school. Yes, I'm going to make you sick. Some of you have 16-year-old daughters in school. Think about that. Think about some 30 or 40-year-old teacher having sex with your 16-year-old daughter. Wouldn't that be cool? Would you like that? Wouldn't that excite you? At least she found an older man that could take care of her, or vice versa, I don't know. Right? And I'll tell you something, last year, if you look at the stories that we did, most of the stories were not older men taking advantage of younger girls in school. No. It was older women, older female teachers taking advantage of the younger guys. And some of you guys are like, I wish I had that teacher in school. Yeah, you know what? A lot of these kids, it really does affect mentally. So, you know, you look at this, and you have to say to yourself, I mean, how does anybody, especially the teachers' union, how does anybody defend this in any way? Those kids are there to learn. You know, some of the most stressed, when they do polls in neighborhoods or in, you know, certain areas, the most trusted person in the community usually is a high school teacher. Usually. They are with your kids all day long in some way, shape, manner, or form. You know, so if you think about this, you think about the way this works, how do you look at that teacher's union official? That's what you should do as a parent. You guys in Rhode Island, you should be looking at these teacher union officials and going, hey, how do you justify not supporting a bill where your 50-year-old teacher would be sleeping with my 16-year-old daughter? Help me understand that. It's not that hard. You don't need a degree in brainology. This is an easy one to think about and to think through. Speaking of an easy one and crazy stuff going on, California, you got to love California. There's now a lawsuit against the DMV. I mean, you talk about taking the First Amendment to different heights. And I do mean different heights. The Pacific Legal Foundation, they have made a First Amendment pitch by filing a lawsuit on, let me just read this to you, because this is like crazy. The lawsuit targets DMV's censorship of personal plates. Now, a lawsuit filed today challenged the California Department of Motor Vehicles' arbitrary censorship of personal speech on personalized license plates. John Kotler applied for a personalized plate to celebrate the success of his favorite team, the London-based Fulham Football Club. The team is known by its white jerseys, and Kotler's proposed license plate read COYW, an abbreviation of the club's commonly used slogan, "Come on, you whites." To his surprise, the DMV rejected the plate, saying that it was purportedly hostile, insulting, and racially degrading. No, actually, just the license plate for a sports team. Oh, God. I mean, seriously, what are you, the Redskins, is that going to be gone too? Oh, there she goes. You can't allow bureaucrats to make decisions that are fundamental to what it means to be an American. And our free speech is one of those things, Kotler said. As I tell my students, ours is the only constitution in the world that protects the citizen against their own government. Think about that. We are. We are the only constitution on the planet that has a free speech clause. We're the only constitution or the only country on the planet that allows you to make fun of its king or president, to make fun of its legislature, to make fun of its government, to call them out, to say nasty things about them without having a bullet implanted in your brain. And I don't mean that under anesthesia. So when the government starts to infringe on our rights, that's when the individual citizen, you got to scream. That's the start of the Revolutionary War. They started screaming. Or we'll get what we deserve. Look at New York. Look at San Francisco. Look at Chicago, for that matter. I'm hoping the new mayor maybe can make a difference. But you guys get what you deserve. You voted in the nut jobs that allow urinating in the streets, crapping in the streets, shooting up in the streets. I had a guy send me a video last week. I can't play it. I'm not going to play it. But he was squatting on the front lawn of a business early in the morning, taking a crap, and looking at the person driving by or sitting at the red light. I mean, I'm telling you, 10, 12 feet away from a car at a red light. And looking at that person like, what? You've never seen anybody go to the bathroom before? That's what we have now. I mean, I'm surprised he wasn't shooting up at the same time. He saved some time. When the government starts to infringe on our rights, that's when you got to scream. You got to make noise. First Amendment does not allow the DMV to serve as an arbitrator of good taste. Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Wen Fa said that when government officials are given free rein to regulate free speech, then, you know what? They're going to decide what you get to say and what you don't get to say. I mean, there are words I wish they wouldn't put on there. There's inferences based on the letters I wish they wouldn't have on plates. Always a good conversation to have with your six-year-old granddaughter when she sees something that doesn't make sense and the plate's kind of nasty, or she sees something that's nasty on the side of a car. I think we've taken freedom of speech way too far. That's my personal opinion. I don't want to take it away from you. Don't get me wrong. All right? But the deal for me? Look, freedom of speech in the mind of our founding fathers, at the height of it, at the real meaning, the spirit of it, is really simple. You should be able to criticize your government without being put in jail. That's really what it was for. It wasn't for me to put nasty stuff on my clothing. It wasn't for me to be, you know, just a social jerk in what I wanted to say or do. That's not what it was really for. And I'm not saying we ban any of that. Don't get me wrong. But the whole meaning behind it is what irritates the crud out of me. It's because we always have to screw things up. And our founding fathers knew we would do that. They were very smart men. They knew as humans, as men, we were going to screw things up and make it worse, not better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. The story I did with you guys the other night. Already got rid of them. Crap. I had some emails on the Boston College student baby born alive. And the comment they didn't like what I made was, isn't it interesting? See, I can prove what they're doing to your kids in colleges. I can prove what the left is doing to your kids in school. These kids actually believed that if somebody came over the border illegally and gave birth here on this land, and they were in distress and they were having trouble, and that baby was maybe not dying but really in bad shape, that baby was entitled to all the health care we could give it, to all the doctors, to all the medical support we could give it. When a baby survives an abortion and is outside the womb and on the table alone, not attached to the mom, and it needs medical care, they said that baby is not a baby because it shouldn't have been born. See, the mom's eyes, it shouldn't have been born. So the mom, as I said a long time ago, and I'm going to resurrect that piece just to start trouble. Why do women get to play God? Why is that okay? So she's given birth, for all intents and purposes, to a baby she aborted, but it survived. It fought its way through, and it survived the abortion. And now you get to decide. And the student's rationale was the mom had already decided that baby had no value. That baby was not a baby. Think about that. That is stupid going somewhere to happen. That is a person that you don't want voting. Yeah, I believe in freedom of speech. I don't know if I believe in freedom of stupidity like that, but I do believe in freedom of speech. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, it's Smorgasbord Day here on The Real Side. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You know what? If you can only hear the show for an hour on your station, you can always grab us online. Come on back. We're going to be here for a little while longer. You're listening to The Real Side.